State Senator Bruce Caswell is on the line with us this morning. And actually, you were in Coldwater last week for the groundbreaking ceremony for the Robert Brown Aquatic Center. That's on the ground of Legg Middle School. And again, so many folks paying tribute to Dr. Brown. But I think, Bruce, in this case, he was paying tribute back to Coldwater with his contribution and the amount of money and effort that he's put back into this community, which he hasn't lived in a lot of years. That says an awful lot about this community, doesn't it?
Says a huge amount about this community, Ken. And good morning. And, you know, I sat there as I drove over to Coldwater that morning just to brief period of time that I've been able to work for you folks. The donations have been made. There was a Max Larson School, and of course I knew about the Durst Center and Floyd Eby. You know, and you look at all the things that have been done, and I know I've left people out, but all the things that have been done and handed back, it really says something very, very special about the Coldwater community in Branch County that these folks who've gone out and made their fortunes and done well don't forget where they came from, and they come back and give back. And boy, you can't say enough about them.
Yeah, and in a lot of communities it's based on large corporate donations. I mean, not to take anything away from Battle Creek, but obviously Kellogg and those kinds of folks, without those corporations that city wouldn't be what it is. Even in like Adrian with Marillet and some of those other large corporate donations that have been made around here, it really is a lot of just individuals and families that have made it.
Absolutely correct, and that to me is all the difference, because you had a lot of folks over a lot of years step up, people who obviously really care about Branch County community and Coldwater, and are willing to put their money where their mouth is. And when you have that many folks who've been successful come back, it says an awful lot. Kind of community anybody'd want to grow up in, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and big and small, you know, from things each weekend, there's always something going on that people are involved with fundraising around here, too. So that's kind of a cool feeling as well. Kind of calm in Lansing these days for you guys, but still bubbling on the surface there is what's going to happen with the possible expansion of Medicaid here in the state of Michigan. What's the next step for the Senate right now? What are you guys talking about in Lansing?
Well, this week, the Government Ops Committee, which is chaired by the Majority Leader, Randy Richardville, is going to start taking testimony on the Medicaid expansion bill that came out of that work group. They're going to take testimony on the bill that I've been working on for almost a year now. And they're going to take testimony on another bill that just popped up, another idea that just popped up here at the end from Senator Patrick Colbeck. So that'll take place this week. I don't know how many weeks of testimony they'll take. The plan right now is on towards the end of August. There'll be a vote. Of course, that can change depending on circumstances, but that's kind of what we're looking at. So stay tuned on that and keep asking questions and giving me suggestions. I appreciate it.
Well, I don't know how much you follow this. There's a little bit bubbling now as far as the bridge card. And of course, you've been always since you've been in Lansing, both House and the Senate, one trying to look at numbers and see where we can cut, see where maybe there's waste and fraud in the system that we can cut out and save money. Is it Bob Janicki from Saugatuck area talking about how to try to reform the bridge card program to not allow folks to, I think, is buy pop. There were some photos floating around on Facebook. Supposedly one was from the Jonesville Walmart, where folks were buying pop, dumping it out, taking it back in for the cans themselves, and then using that money to buy other things. Is something like that needed? Do there need to be reforms in the bridge card program here in Michigan?
Well, there doesn't need to be reforms in the bridge card program here in Michigan. There needs to be reforms in the bridge card program at the federal level, because all the rules and all the regulations and everything concerning bridge cards are set by the federal government. The state runs this program, but the state has to follow the federal rules. And we have written, we being myself, my committee, the director of DHS, Maura Corrigan, we've written numerous letters to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which runs this program, pointing out the corruption, the fraud, the abuse that's going on in this program. Now, the feds have come out with a rule change, finally, that says they're going to leave it up to the states to decide what to do about this whole issue with the pop and the dumping of the pop and so on. And so they finally, after, what have we been up there, 3 years, we've been barking at them, they finally come around and said, okay, you guys are going to be able to do something. So we're getting started on that in the state, figuring out the best way that we can to put a policy in place to stop this. And probably, Ken, I'm just telling you, at the end of the day, it's gonna be something that people are going to have to report. You know, if you see it happen, you're going to have to report it to local DHS office, that type of thing, because there's really no other way of enforcing it. There have been some people who have said that the federal government needs to simply say, you're not going to use your food stamp money for that kind of stuff anymore. You can't even buy pop with it. You know, you need to be buying food and not junk food, but that gets into another whole realm of things. Mm-hmm. But that's where we're at with that. So there's progress being made. I encourage people to, when you see stuff like that, keep telling us. We'll keep telling the feds. They're the ones that have to change the rules first, but at least there's been this one small victory anyway.
Yeah. Money-wise, you said the state administers a program, but what comes down from the federal government, where does the money trail go? Is it all, which obviously even federal money is our money, but is it federal money that supports all of this totally?
The whole food stamp program is completely supported by federal money. That is correct.
Which, again, though, is our money anyway.
Yes, it is. If you haven't noticed, you pay federal taxes.
Sometimes we forget that, I think.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, Ken, up in Lansing, and I was guilty of this when I first got up there, too, you know, the idea that, well, if we don't have to spend, quote-unquote, state money on a program, the federal money is, you know, that's okay, it's not a problem and everything. But I'll tell you, I've done a 180-degree turn on that, and like you just very well said, it's tax money, period. And we got to get over, and we're doing better in Lansing, but we got to get over this idea that, well, because it's federal money, it's quote-unquote free. It's not free. Somebody worked for that, and whether they sent it out to Washington or sent it to Lansing, it's still tax money, and it still needs to be respected, and it still needs to be spent wisely. So that's part of what we're dealing with Medicaid expansion. You know, the Medicaid expansion, if you go the route that the federal government's asking for with the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid expansion here in the state is going to cost about $2 billion. $2 billion. A year. If you go the route that I'm suggesting, you're going to be looking at a cost to the state once it's ramped up of $400 million a year. Now, the big difference there in terms of Lansing is that the $2 billion coming from the feds, the $400 million comes out of our own coffers. But still, it's all taxpayer money, and that's $1.6 billion difference between the two. That's, as Everett Dirksen used to say, you're talking real money.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, keep an eye on the pot for us, if you would. Be our eyes and ears in Lansing, all right?
I've learned to enjoy saving money for taxpayers. I like that.
All right. And we'll probably see you this weekend at the Branch County Fair Parade on Saturday.
You will.
All right.
And I'm sure it'll be a great parade again.
Yeah, a little cooler than in years past, which is actually not a bad thing either. So.
Well, it is a little cooler, but if there's one thing about that, you're not hearing a lot of talk about global warming this year.
There you go.
Take care.
Bruce, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye. All right. That is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning.